Chase Murphy sitting in for Scott DeLucia. He'll be back tomorrow morning. And I was really bummed earlier this week when I had to turn my air conditioner back on.
Yeah, me too.
Because, last week was at an outdoor event on Thursday, and it was blistering hot. And then the next day went back.
Well, all things being relative, it wasn't blistering hot.
Beg your pardon. I got a little sunburn. But then I'm pasty white to begin with.
I was going to say, really all things are relative again there.
Well,
heat doesn't affect sunburn.
The only thing that matters is what happens to me. I don't care what your perspective is. So let's talk about what's really important. Oh, hang on just a second. Hello?
Hey, so I was just calling to let you know that whole get a ticket on your cell phone in a school zone thing. I'm happy to arrange that for you.
I bet you would be. I bet you would be. One of our officers of the law.
And you just hung up on him. Nice job.
No.
I'm just playing.
He knows that you get your statement in and then you get cut off. So make it fast. Make it count. What were we talking about? I forgot.
Blistering
about
heat.
How important you are, how all the planets spin around, Murphy.
You can tell how important I think I am by the fact that I couldn't remember I was even talking about myself. So that should be a little bit of an indicator. But then there was a 25-degree difference from Thursday to Friday of last week. And I was pumped. I was like, man, fall weather, finally here.
See, it was the cold weather is what got me in the mood for Christmas music, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Speaking of which, because yesterday was Halloween, obviously today, a Thursday being November the 1st, did you consider the fact that Thanksgiving is 3 weeks from today?
No, thank you, though.
Let that sink in for a second.
Holy cats.
I need to buy some canned mushroom soup.
I think you have time. And it's pretty reasonably priced.
Unless there's a big run on the market.
Nah, probably not. But
all
now,
these
if you
storms
wait...
and stuff could affect the prices of mushroom soup.
That's right. Well, you say that.
Where is it? Hang on. Don't tell me. Oh, did I miss?
What's interesting is that you sound like Scott when you are off the mic.
Well, because you say stuff and it jogs your memory about something that you misplaced. Shucks. Well, we've got a wine shortage is the problem.
Because everybody's getting bombed in New Jersey?
No, it's something else, and I'll find it here in a sec. Actually, I'll find it at like 9:01, and be like, well, it's a lot of good it's going to do me now.
I'll leave it for Scott and be like, nah, we're not going to use that. let's see. Oh, shucks. Never mind. 3 weeks till Thanksgiving from today. But what that also means is that between Thanksgiving and Christmas, because the 22nd is the earliest in the month of November that Thanksgiving can take place, obviously, because it's the fourth Thursday.
Right.
But what that does is that will give you the maximum amount of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because it's another 4.5 weeks after Thanksgiving onto Christmas. I mean, Christmas is a full month and 3 days later. So, I mean, you've got a while until Christmas. So, bearing all of that in mind, of course, New Year's right after that. I mean, holiday season is darn near upon us. Actually, what that means is extra time of annoying Christmassy. Well, we might not ought to go there.
Yes.
As somebody that worked at Christmassy.
Might not ought to go there.
The day of Thanksgiving from then till the day after Christmas. I was ready to throttle people.
Exactly. But one thing that comes about with the holidays is, of course, holiday parties, Christmas parties, office Christmas parties, on and on and on. So, and I know this is at the top of my list, is how can I keep my svelte and, swimsuit figure.
Girlish figure.
My girlish figure.
I think I just throw up in my mouth a little.
I don't blame you. I would, too. But if you do want to try and watch your weight or at least try and keep it from expanding, letting gravity take over during the holidays, here are some tips from Healthy Living. Number one, I find this interesting. Drink coffee. Coffee can perk up your liver, rev up your metabolism, lower the risk of depression, skin cancer, and stroke.
You should be all set.
I just have brown teeth.
It's... please. Does say go for coarsely ground coffee, lighter American roast for the most benefit.
No kidding.
So there you are. Drink coffee. Number two, snack on low-fat Greek yogurt with, this is important, no added sugar. If you go out and get the honey variety of the Greek yogurt, it probably has lots of added sugar. Fat-free varieties probably contain artificial sweeteners that will leave you feeling hungrier than when you started because you kind of trick your brain, but then your brain realizes, hey, I got tricked. You're still hungry. Go for low-fat low fat, plain topped with fresh fruit and a quarter cup of chopped nuts. The aforementioned wine, toast to a daily glass of red wine. A few ounces of vino can promote your good cholesterol by 12% or increase your good cholesterol, dampen proteins that promote blood clots. And one study actually discovered ladies that suck down a glass of wine a day are actually thinner. Now, don't go off the deep end and say, well, if a glass does well, how is the whole bottle going to do?
If they're ladies, they're not throwing them back. They're sipping them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we want to be shaped like a wine glass, not shaped like a wine bottle.
Exactly. Or at the bottom of one. Have a banana in the evening. This fruit is good for much more than topping your cereal. The magnesium and potassium promote muscle relaxation that will send you into dreamland. Banana is pretty much a wonder food in a lot of ways, almost like blueberries. Power down all electronics a half hour before bed.
Yeah.
Good luck with this one. That means your cell phone, laptop, and TV, they all emit blue light, which stop production of precious melatonin. Keep a dim light on for reading.
Good to know.
So there you are. Coffee, banana, Greek yogurt, red wine, and no electronics all at once, and thank me later.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Honey, can you pass the peas?
How many peas are you looking to get?
Never mind, just pass me the carrots.
What can I do to get you into these peas?
Quit trying to sell me the peas.
Hey, test drive a pea and I'll throw in a pork chop.
If you're a car salesman, we have good news. The economy is on the upturn. Check out AggielandHelpWanted.com. We have hundreds of local jobs, including jobs for car salesmen.
How about undercoating? I can throw in a butter sauce. There's no better time to eat peas than right now.
It's a deal. I'll take the peas.
Post your resume in minutes for free. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, this is Kyle Cassell, candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, District 12, reminding you to get out and vote this November 6th. As a longtime resident of the area, I understand the importance of sending someone to Austin who will fight for our conservative hometown values. To learn more about our campaign, visit my website at kylecassell.com. That's KYLECASCAL.com. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Oh, it's just like Scott's here. 846 News Talk 1620 WTF. I worked with the man for 12 years. I can say that. So I'm Chase filling in for Scott. He'll be back tomorrow. So rest well, Infomania fans. All
that last moment of silence brought to you by the memory of Scott Delucia.
All will return to normal tomorrow. So animal rights activists asking officials in Irvine, California, are you sitting down, to install a dead fish memorial on the side of the road. Yes, I said a dead fish memorial.
Because
how many fish?
Well, the proposed location for the memorial is a site where a truck crashed while carrying fish to a processing facility.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Cannot make this stuff up.
Wow.
Dana Corda with the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals wrote, quote, although such signs are traditionally reserved for human fatalities, I hope you'll make an exception. I don't think so. What do you want to bet she's single?
Now.
No telling.
What does being single mean?
Well,
huh?
Because I bet she's just a peach to be around. I bet she's just a ball of fun. Can you imagine
there's
being
a lot
around
of
somebody like
peaches
that?
Peaches and balls of fun that are single.
Well, and not to insinuate that there aren't. I'm going with the whole, you know, somebody that would want, you know, she's a fish hugger, okay? You know, if you're a fish hugger, fine. It's a free country. Do whatever floats your boat. But you stink if you're hugging fish.
I got the perfect follow-up for this for you if
go
you
ahead.
Want it.
Go ahead.
All right. 51-year-old lady from California was in Maui with her family. Doing what you do when you're in Maui. She was swimming.
Yeah.
Heard a scream. 12-foot tiger shark coming right at her.
Mother of mercy.
Quote, it was like Hollywood. You see the big jaws coming at you. I can't say how terrifying it was. But fortunately for her and unfortunately for the shark, the lady was a black belt in Taekwondo.
Shut the front awesome. Door.
She decided to do what her training had taught her to do, and she beat the tar out of the shark.
That's awesome.
Shark punched once, and backed off a little bit, came back at her again, hit it in the side of the head, and scared off the shark.
TKO!
Shark never bit her, but she did get stitches, because when she punched the shark, she got stitches from one of his teeth.
So do you think when the shark goes back to the shark colony, yes, I know most sharks are lone hunters, but, you know, entertain the thought. He goes back to the shark colony and says, I think they're getting smarter.
That or, how was your day? Don't want to talk about
I
it.
I don't talk about it, man. Did you hear what happened to Phil?
He got beat up by a lady.
Got beat up by a girl.
By a girl. And even worse, a girl human. We eat those.
Not this one, man. 51 years old. I just thought that was great.
Well,
so
good for her.
We need to put the, because she's from California, too. Those two should sit and talk. I got a memorial for you, babe.
Exactly. Well, you know, once again, you know. I really think we should have a memorial inside our road for the fish.
Yeah, is karate the ethical treatment of sharks? That's what I want to know.
I bet she would ethically treat that PETA woman if she tried to, you know.
Absolutely.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local Kmart pharmacy for $9.99 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from November 1st through November 30th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today, we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Dobson with the Eye Care Center in Bryan and Linda Kapuzniak with St. Joe's about nutrition. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
851 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chase Murphy filling in for Scott DeLucia, who will be back tomorrow morning. Every year, a group of English people that call themselves the Edenbridge Bonfire Society gather together around the time of Guy Fawkes Night. Now, if you've ever heard of Guy Fawkes, or maybe you think, I guarantee you've seen a Guy Fawkes mask. Certainly if you've seen the movie V for Vendetta. Those are Guy Fawkes masks.
Aha!
Guy Fawkes lived in the 16th century, from 1570 to 1606. He is most commonly associated with the so-called gunpowder plot in England, planned to, along with someone else, planned to assassinate King James I. And that was discovered. He was tortured and put to death, but he is commemorated for such things. And on Guy Fawkes Night, they set off fireworks and they burn effigies of famous people. So this year, on Guy Fawkes Night in England, who would be a good celebrity, if you will, who has, because obviously it's a fallen from grace thing, and they will be burned in effigy this year? Lance Armstrong.
I don't think that's necessarily inappropriate.
A 30-foot likeness of Armstrong has been erected about 35 miles southeast of London. I said a 30-foot likeness. It's holding a sign that says, for sale, racing bike, no longer required. Wow.
Second big text to burn.
What was that about, man?
It was weird, wasn't it?
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the State Fair.
Have you seen the jokes on Facebook?
No, I have not.
Oh, that it was a suicide from the Cowboys had been playing.
Yeah,
or
yeah, exactly.
The way the Longhorns had played.
I did see that one. I didn't see it on Facebook, but I did see that one about the Cowboys. So there you go. Sticking to Texas, a couple of stories from the Lone Star State. KETK-TV, that's in Longview, Tyler, says 38-year-old Michael Don Mitchell was arrested and charged with burglary on Monday in Gregg County. Police say Mitchell broke into a home, took about $87 in cash, then ate a can of Chef Boyardee pasta belonging to the resident. He got away before police arrived, but they identified Michael Don Mitchell later on because of the pasta sauce that was around his mouth. Apparently, Michael Don has not been introduced to the finer art of using a napkin.
All the information that I have, they were coming from Brian and going.
Sorry.
I think that would be pronounced napkin.
Yeah, she's on. I think she's on with Candy right now.
Yeah.
So that's fine. According to the arrest report, Mitchell's pasta sauce stains were consistent with the sauce used in Chef Boyardee raviolis. He's being held on $10,000.
Well, there's a highfalutin family, at least. They weren't going for the generic brand.
Right, right. This is a mugshot I think I need to look up. I'm wondering if he still has, like, the stains on there for his mugshot.
Well, give me just a minute. What was his name again?
His name is Michael, standard spelling, Don, standard spelling, Mitchell, standard spelling. And you might just Google that along with KETK and see if you can pull up a mugshot. Let's see here. While Kevin's looking for that, new study says that what you wear to work actually...
There's also an actor named Michael Don Mitchell.
That's unfortunate.
Is he in the IMDb?
No.
Internet Movie Database?
No. I think, you know, we're looking for this mugshot is what we're looking for. So, new study says that what you wear to work actually influences how well you do your job. Yes.
No, I meant the actor is the actor in the IMDb.
Well, yes, he is.
Okay.
And what was the television station again?
KETK.
Sorry.
Researchers from Rice University ran an experiment on whether a white lab coat could trigger certain behaviors in the person wearing the coat.
That sounds funny already.
The study in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology. I know I renewed my subscription.
I do not see any. I'm sorry to interrupt. I do not see any sauce on his face.
That's a shame. So I guess they let him wash his face before they.
I guess so. Unfortunately, it looks like wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Study in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology said that people who wore a lab coat consistently outperformed those who wore regular clothes. So if you're gunning for Employee of the Month, just wear a lab coat to work. It doesn't matter if you work at, you know, a department
store. Here? That would be hilarious.
Exactly.
I actually have a lab coat. I might try that.
I'll ask. Why?
Oh, it's left over from my brother's time working in a lab.
Oh.
Well, it's not your lab coat.
Yeah, you just kind of...
Well, it's mine now.
You have possession of a lab coat, but it's not yours, per se.
It's hanging in my closet. Well, you want to mess with me about that?
No, because you carry guns. possession is 9/10 of the law, so we'll grant you that. They made only half the mistakes on attention-related tasks compared to people who did not wear the coat. They also ran the experiment where half of the group believed the white coat was a painter's coat. Once again, the people who believed it was a lab coat outperform the painter's coat wearers.
I've seen that study. It's fascinating.
Says one researcher, bottom line, the types of clothes you wear when working alone and from home might very well have an impact on the quality of your work.
Well.
That's interesting. Leave it to those brainiacs down there at Rice to come up with something like that. Sadly, no winner in last night's Powerball drawing. That means Saturday night's valued at $124 million. If you took the cash option, that's 80.6. Chances of winning, 1 in 175.2 million. So don't get your hopes up, but hey, somebody's got to win.
Here's a head-scratcher for you. We have time?
Yep.
Fascinating story about the Pakistani group called Lashkar-e-Brown. They were behind the 2008 terror attacks in India that claimed 166 lives, including six Americans, are wanting to send relief for Superstorm Sandy.
Huh.
Issued a written statement offering, quote, to send food items, medicine, and doctors to the U.S. for people affected by the storm.
Is it poisoned?
Wouldn't they want to pinpoint that it wasn't infidels that would be on the receiving end that said...
quote, America may fix boundaries on our heads, but as followers of the teachings of Muhammad, we feel it is our Islamic duty to help Americans trapped in a catastrophe.
Huh. What about the catastrophe you caused when you blew up, when you blew people up in India?
The State Department said no thank you.
I would hope so. On this date in history. This date in 1512, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, painted by Michelangelo, was exhibited to the public for the first time. And don't you know, down there on the floor was somebody going, I could have done a better job than that. They just let me do it. Just look at that. That's just so trashy looking.
He's naked.
Yeah. It's just vulgar is what it is. This date in 1870, in the United States, the Weather Bureau, later renamed the National Weather Service, made its first official meteorological forecast. And I'm going to bet it was wrong.
Chances are 50-50 that you're right.
This date in 1913, the Ford Pass gained national prominence when used in Notre Dame's startling upset of Army 35-13 just a few years before the Ford Pass had been authorized by a rules committee of what would later become the National Collegiate Athletic Association. And continuing along the sports line, Saturday, 1999, perhaps the greatest of all time, Walter Payton died of cancer at the age of 45. So let's see, we got a little over a minute.
I did my senior research paper on Walter Payton.
Really?
Yes, I did. I was a huge fan.
There
big,
you
big,
go.
Big, 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 big fan.
Sweetness. Do we still do entertainment now?
Not really, but if you'd like to, we can.
Well, I've got some. I didn't know.
Or I can play you 10 seconds of a song I actually did play that had to do with yesterday's holiday, besides Christmas.